Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the delegations, two delegations so far asking questions. With regard to the question from India and the role of decision making, as we just heard, from the UK, the mandate of the intersessional program is to promote common understanding and effective action. That's the overriding goal of the meetings of states parties, as well as to consider the reports of the meetings of experts. And as you will be familiar with, each meeting of states parties in the previous intersessional programs has come out with a report in which those common understandings have been reflected as well. And that's the main vehicle in which those, or the main approach through which those meetings of states parties have operated, is the agreement on these common understandings. And then it's the review conferences themselves that will take the substantive decisions and on based on those common understandings reached by the intersessional meetings of states parties. And it's also the review conferences, as I mentioned, that take decisions on things, for example, the review and extension of the mandate of the ISU, the renewal or otherwise of the intersessional programs, and then other issues which review conferences have often addressed in the past as well, for example, to do with the CBMs, for example, or requiring national reports under Article 10 and those kinds of issues. In relation to the question from Botswana about the linkages in the process, I mean, this is one of the issues with the intersessional program as well, is making sure that the meetings of experts feed into the meetings of states parties, and then the meetings of states parties themselves feed in to the review conferences as well, and how that process continues. And we saw last year, for example, with the reports of the meetings of experts that took place last year, those were submitted to the meeting of states parties. The same process will, of course, also be followed this year. And then any outcomes, any common understandings, effective action from those meetings will then go to the ninth review conference in 2021, at which time states parties will consider the common understandings coming from those meetings, and then potentially take decisions based on those for the intersessional period after the ninth and up until the 10th review conference. Thank you, Mr. Chair.